Is this one?
You want it?
Mine go to the house.
Mine no.
Yes, I want it. Thank you.
This is your last issue.
No break for the house.
He's trying to...
Do you know them?
Isn't that?
That's mine. Yeah.
Yeah. I did their...
Charlie, are you ready?
I'm ready. So, you want me
to start?
Okay. I'd like to call the Town of Scruple Board meeting to order with a pledge. Please.
Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the state environmental quality review law unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.
So we received a last minute email from the town supervisor that she will not be here. That was looked like the time was 5:49. I sent a message to the deputy and she's not able to attend. She had no idea that she was needed. So I'd like to wait the 15 minutes that we need to wait for them to show up and temporary appoint Joanne for tonight's meeting as pro temp.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Abstain.
Does Joanne
want to
do it?
Yes, I'll do it. Of course, right?
Everything's under her name, so.
Yeah. So we have a privilege of the floor for Jennifer Lindsay. You're welcome to come to the podium and address the board. Just so you're aware, there is a 3-minute time frame, so I'll start the timer as soon as you're ready.
Okay. So I'm just basically trying to get some more information. If there was any more information from last time, I know that you guys said that you were waiting to hear back from DEC.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? That was quick. So we have not heard back from the DEC. I do know that the DEC is taking about 60 days to respond. So it is going to take some time before we hear anything back from them. Usually it's 30 days, but for some reason it's just taking longer at this time.
Okay. And I also know that you guys don't know which way you guys are going to sell it yet. But one thing that is concerning is your attorney said that it's going to be sold as is. The dump will not be disclosed in that deal. It will be as is. In New York State, it's called buyer beware. And the new buyer will have to do their own research and know to notify DEC. So that is quite concerning.
I don't think that's something that we need to discuss as a board as far as disclosing it. That's something that we need to discuss. That's the first that I'm hearing that we need to disclose
that. That's concerning.
Right.
That because if that is true and the new buyer needs to go and do their own research under real properties, it says that it's vacant land, woods, and a gravel bed. And the picture, that's not even a picture from there. And if it is, I would like to know what part of the property has a nice wooden pathway through the woods.
Okay, I don't know what picture you're referring to.
I got told from one of you guys to contact your lawyer, and this is what I'm getting told.
Okay.
It's just a little concerning because you can't find anything about the old dump. It's perfect timing to try to sell it because almost everybody that can tell you about it is dead.
Yeah,
except for a few people that I have talked to.
I'm still here.
I know. Well, it's on the DEC watch list.
Yes.
So they watch, they come out, they check it.
Yes, it is. Another concerning thing is that I got told that only 5% of Scruple residents get to vote on it. It's right on the line. Valmy is going to get affected by it if the water is damaged. And Valmy used it. Nestle's threw chemicals in there, their debris. Houses with asbestos used to get thrown in there. It was unregulated. There was old farmers that threw pesticides in there and numerous of other things that I've been getting told.
So I don't know. So right now the board did approve that it be sold. We haven't determined yet whether it would be to the neighbors or to the public, but the residents have 30 days to file a petition.
Which got told that it was not
that was
adequate.
That was a different kind of petition. It would be a permissive referendum petition within that 30-day time frame to say that you want it to go to public vote. So unless that happens, then it gets approved.
Which,
so I don't know.
Which I'm not certain, but I think that time frame,
I think it
was close or...
When did you guys do it? May 24th?
I
know somebody else reached out to one of you guys, and they did not get a response back about that. So,
to one of us.
Who did he talk to?
Actually, somebody reached back to Joanne.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, I talked to Rhonda. Roxanne.
Yep. And she was waiting for a response back.
Okay, I can do that.
So there is many neighbors that are concerned about it.
Okay.
So.
I will say. And I had talked to the attorney, and he expressed it just as well as everybody. I'm pretty sure Nick has said it. Just like the town hasn't developed or anything because of the DEC and all the regulations, it's the same thing. Somebody can't just come in, because I know that's some of the concerns. They're not going to come in and just be able to do whatever they want without the DEC. And
well, it is concerning that you guys switched lawyers or attorneys, and then he's saying that it's being sold as is. And then if you go into your research, it says that it's vacant land, woods, and a gravel bed.
And I think when you check, if you check into the property more with the county clerk's office, because the county clerk's office has more stuff in detail, so that's when you find the actual, I think, in-depth, like of liens, things like that.
So you went onto real property, right?
You were talking about the property at Center Road, because that was an old gravel bed.
No, because I found out that it was a gravel bed according to Oswego County Real Properties.
Anything online on Real Properties is not binding us.
And it's minimal. They don't.
Okay.
Yes.
It's concerning that it's kind of getting shoved under the rug. It's not the first thing on that property that the town's tried to, just smooth aside.
Yeah, we're certainly not trying to smooth anything aside.
We're doing everything by the books. We have public hearings, permissive referendum.
I do know when the water got tested there, the town told that company not to do it from the road, so the neighbors did not know. And we had to give them access from the back of the property to do their water testing. So
I don't know anything about that either.
We know anything about that.
No.
Okay.
So we didn't even know the property had been tested until you had brought it up.
Well, it's tested on the outside. It's not tested actually where the dump is. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. We'll leave. Okay. So at the last meeting, we addressed it would be Aqua and the town of Scruple, a lease agreement. At that time, we did not do roll call for that. We did not make a motion.
Motion to accept. We didn't have it.
Okay. We didn't do roll call because we didn't have the resolution at the time. So the resolution has been sent to us. It is a resolution. Everyone has a copy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it says, at a meeting of the town board of the town of Scruple, county of Oswego, state of New York, held at the town hall, Phoenix, New York, on the 13th day of June 2023 at 6 p.m. the town of Scruple and the authority desire to enter into an agreement for the lease of the water distribution system and for the supply of the water, of water and water service to the Scruple Bankrupt Road Water District. And whereas the town of Scruple represents to the authority that the Scruple Bankrupt Road Water District was duly established as provided by law, and whereas the town of Scruple represents to the authority that the town has the power and the authority to bind itself to the provisions of the proposed agreement, now therefore be it resolved that the agreement between the authority and the town of Scruple, New York, in the form as is annexed hereto, be and hereby is approved by the town of Scruple. And be it further resolved that the town board of the town of Scruple hereby executes said agreement on behalf of the town of Scruple, and that the that will be changed to town clerk is hereby authorized to deliver a copy of the executed agreement to the authority and any other party. So that deputy town clerk will be changed to town clerk, as Dar was at the meeting. So I make a motion to pass this resolution.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Okay, makes me feel better.
We have a couple of grants that we are interested in pursuing, and we have a couple of proposals to write those grants. One of them is for the Scruple Town Park. That would be for the walkway, the pavilion, bathrooms, and the parking lot. CNS has, so they did per hour for two individuals, but the average for each grant would be $3,460 per additional, yeah. So that's the first one. And then there is a second one from C2AE. The last quote that they gave us was $6,400 and some dollars. I know that the one in front of you says $3,000, but there was some contingencies on that. So I believe it still is the $6,400 and some dollars. Does anybody have any questions or comments on that?
We applied for those last year, correct?
We applied for the town park.
So all we do is update what they have?
Yes. But CNS is willing to do that for approximately $3,000 less than
C2AE.
It's my opinion that maybe we should go a different route here this year. CNS did our New York Forward grant. They did an excellent job. I think they're well-versed on the park because the park was included in the New York Forward grant and the updates that, you know, our community would like to see there.
They did the sewer study grant? And
yes, they did the sewer study grant that was approved or granted to us.
This is basically the grant we done a year ago, or same answer grant we done a year ago for the park?
Yes.
Everything is the same?
Not everything is the same, no. The town is going to address the drainage issues this year, so it's actually removing some components of the grant.
So you're downsizing?
Yes.
What we've done before?
Yeah, so some of the ARPA funds are being used for the drainage issues in the park so that no further damage, the damage from the drainage just keeps getting worse and worse. It's just eroding away the walkway.
Somebody kind of heading that all up so it all heads in the same direction over the years?
It would probably be us.
Just need our coordination.
Yes.
Are we going to have to do a budget modification, Brenda?
So chances are, yes, it'll go from the ARPA funds into probably the contingency, and then we would which there's funds available in the contingency to pay for the grant application.
So it's going to go from C2AE
to CNS. Yes. So I'd like to make a motion for CNS to complete the Farley Town Park grant application in the amount of $3,460.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. In addition to that grant, in the amount of $3,460, I would be interested in doing a waterfront revitalization study. CNS would also complete that. The town of Hastings was just awarded $175,000 to complete their water revitalization study. So they would look at all the waterfront, which in the town of Scruple we have quite a bit, and how we can maximize that natural resource in our community. Any questions on that? No? So I would like to make a motion for CNS in the amount of $3,460 to complete and submit a waterfront revitalization study for the town.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. We also have the town pump station at the OTB. The village has been over there to make repairs to the grinder pump. Apparently there is some sort of clamp, a C-clamp at the bottom of the grinder pump that needs to be repaired. They have offered two quotes. The least case scenario would be $960. The worst case scenario would be $2,880. And then any parts as needed would be $100 to $1,000. The grinder pump has been repaired, but that C-clamp at the bottom of the grinder pump broke. The village came in, they put a clamp on it, but it's only a Band-Aid for the time being. As everyone knows, the OTB grinder pump has been an issue for some time. And maybe that's telling me that I'm just going on and on and on.
That was the grinding.
I think it was too, Amy. So what are your thoughts on this repair?
Is that whole part of the unclogging it with snake?
Yeah, it says to unclog the second pump line inside the pump.
I think that's the least case scenario. Is the 960, they just come in, they snake it, unclog it, it works. But it's so deteriorated.
No, I know what it is. It's rotted out.
Yes.
So that's what the worst case scenario.
At the bottom of the pump, there are two, and one of them is clogged.
They got C clamps on it now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Four of them, and one fell off with the vibration. So I'm holding on there.
Exactly.
I talked to them.
Oh, that's right. You told me that you talked to them. So
you want to make a motion up to $2,880?
So shouldn't it be 38?
Plus, yeah. So it would be 38.
Under 4,000. I want to make it up to 4,000.
Not to exceed 4,000.
So I will make a motion for the village to unclog the second pump line for the OTB pump station, not to exceed $4,000.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. I have one more thing not on the agenda. I know, I'm sorry. So I sent an email. Cliff in the highway department had requested the rental of some, what was it?
Basically.
The track.
Yeah.
Track, I don't think it's a backhoe.
No, it's a
excavator track.
Right, to clear out the access road for the industrial park sewer. It is approximately $3,500 for the week. So two of our highway guys have been going out there and trying to clear the vegetation. So far, two beavers?
Yeah, they caught two beavers. They said that was it. The dam wasn't being patched back up, so that was it. Then nope, they haven't done that. They're starting to, but I haven't called the guy because Chris and Bud are starting to clear it out, and the county dropped off like 6 truckloads of millings, so I was letting them basically make a path so that way it'd be easier for the guy from Town of Clay when I call him to come in and take it out.
So along the Industrial Park sewer line, there is a beaver dam, and it's gigantic, and it's completely flooding the area. So an individual has gone and removed 2 of the beavers. They've been relocated to another place. The beaver dam will be removed, and it will be dried out. From there, the access road will be built, and then the town can go in and repair the manhole covers to the manholes along the whole sewer line.
And then most importantly is have that access road for any future maintenance, especially the winter. We can get equipment down there with guys if there's like a clogged line. It's a 3-mile line in the middle of the woods. So we want to make sure we have access to that if something happens.
The money's come from the...
All those pictures, Ray,
the
you showed?
Yeah.
We're getting it taken care of.
Yeah, there is funds in the... Industrial Park sewer line operation and maintenance account to cover this.
I have no problem.
Okay. So I will make a motion to allow Cliff to rent the
backtrack.
It's a
thingy ding.
Well, it goes on the
track Bobcat in the amount of $3,500.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.
I want to thank you for over on Shag Bar. They've been working on the road. They've been cutting things.
That's good to hear.
Repaving. Thank you very much.
Aye.
That is good to hear.
Yep.
Forward progress. We love it.
Is somebody coordinating all the work in the Industrial Park sewer system?
Well, there's different entities that are involved because the IDA owns the park, the town owns the line, and the village owns the wastewater treatment plant. Our responsibility is the line, and Zach has taken the lead on that and coordinated. You know,
so the three identities need to coordinate.
And we are.
That's what's been happening. So, like,
yes,
we have our highway guys out there. The county's dropped off millings. They've dropped off equipment. Help them with the beaver dam.
Fear
for people that caught them. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure is, Ray.
We got it covered, Ray.
All by the books.
And Don Clark, Director of Community Development,
yes,
involved.
Yeah. He got the permit. We had a meeting, Joanne and I, Austin Wheelock with the IDA, Dave Turner, Don Clark, like a month or so ago, so we can start getting this hammered out.
Yeah, came up with a game plan on how we're going to address this. It's going to be about 6 months before the access road is probably done.
And there's certain things we can and can't do. We have to do operational maintenance, general maintenance, because we have, a $1.2 or something million grant out there, the county does. So we can't interfere and do certain things with the line that will hurt with the grant.
That's where the coordination comes in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I make a motion at 6.
One thing.
Oh, Nick.
I just want to remind everybody that they should be contacting the town supervisor for the animal shelter grant. Asking where the information is, as she said, for all the submittals and the commitments that were stated and made to the town supervisor right there.
Yeah.
And nobody has seen.
Okay.
I remind everybody that right now, there's a meeting going on at the White Pine Center on Davis and Balmy Street regarding the $4.5 million in the village grant they received. That's going to take place.
Yeah. I'm excited.
6:21.
Oh.
Wait. One thing.
6:20.
I've been looking at the change in our propane companies.
Oh, yes.
I haven't got the literature. Before I do that, are you guys interested in switching if it's going to save money?
Yeah.
Well, we've got to see the proposal.
Yeah. If we're going to save money.
Bringing it up tonight.
We're all about saving money.
I'm not going to vote on it tonight.
All right.
I'm going to waste my
time. Go ahead. Let's
make a motion to adjourn at 6:23.
Second.
Skelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. That was a good one.
I think we can quicker, but you did good.
Sure, it's not over, right?